Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. As mentioned in the previous commercial, you can email me at bruce@brucesalen about anything. You can also follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please stay in the loop and sign up for my newsletter at brucesalen.com on the homepage. And finally, like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have a great community. I want to talk a little bit about highlights from my trip. I got back yesterday after taking my son from Los Angeles to Boston in a Ford Flex given to me by Ford. And I was able to drop that car off in Boston and fly home, which was a luxury that would not have made the trip possible. I don't think I would have been able to drive back after going 3,000 miles, 13 states in 8 days, which is how long we took. And it was not a overly rushed time to go 3,000 miles, but you do the math, that's 8 into 300, okay, carry the 2, divide by 4, add the 3, I guess it's something like 350 miles a day we average. But we had some days where we did 500 or 600 miles, and that's a lot of driving. And the middle of the country is flat and boring to drive through for the most part. And as I mentioned to Pastor Drew, a lot of trucks are on the road. And that was a difficult part of the drive because the courtesy that I remember as a kid from truck drivers is no longer present. Driver of a truck that was carrying a lot of cars, I forget what they call those, a car transport vehicle. There was 8 or 10 cars on this truck, cut off my son as he was driving within just a few feet. It was scary. And my son reacted properly and appropriately and braked to avoid a collision, but it would have been quite a scary thing. And it was all just because he cut us off totally without a cause. And I think oblivious as it was also. I also discovered the cure for the empty nest. You travel with any teenager for that long in close, cramped quarters, sleeping in flea bag motels and nice hotels, because we did both, listening to their music, because my son can't drive unless he has music going nonstop. You will be ready to say goodbye. And I was quite ready. Yeah, it's true. I wrote a diary of the trip. And it's nearly 10,000 words, and I probably am going to publish an ebook that will include a lot of the incredible pictures I got and a lot of the video that I will eventually edit from nearly 4 hours of footage that I took. One of the top things that took place, I'm going to tell you actually about a handful real briefly, which I will write and talk about more later. First night was in Vegas. And I stayed at the hotel at the Mandalay Bay, and they graciously upgraded us to a suite because I was going to be on TV that night, on internet TV, HuffPost Live. And they gave us a suite, and I set up my computer, because it was done through a Google Plus Hangout, to have a view of the strip over my shoulder. And I kind of did the lighting myself by moving over a lamp so that I wouldn't be a shadow, because it was quite bright out the window. And directly below me was the Luxor Pyramid, and behind that was New York, New York, and the Strip. And when I began as a guest on the show on HuffPost Live, the host noticed the view, because most people do their segments from their offices, so it has no view or no anything of visual interest other than just the words of the guest. And so they went, "Holy cow, where are you? You're either in Egypt or in Vegas." And of course, I was in Vegas. So that was kick. One of the things I loved was we made a detour into Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is such a wonderful place. And we had a fabulous breakfast at a place called Harry's Roadhouse, where they specialize in making cinnamon rolls, one of my favorite things in the world. And their cinnamon rolls were fantastic. We split two of them there and ate one on the road. Chicago, my kind of town. I've been there once, but we went and we got the tour of our life from Arnie's ex-girlfriend Logan and her mom Kirsten, who was the best guide you could ask for, because Chicago is her kind of town and her hometown. We had deep dish pizza at Lou Malnati's. And I broke my vegan diet for the first time in that way by having a big self-individual-sized deep-dish pizza. It was a veggie one, but it was just dripping with cheese, and it was fantastic. We went to Dearborn, Michigan, and visited Ford. Got driven around in a GT500. That's the Shelby Ford Cobra, and we went to the Rouge plant. Daniel Corsetti and Scott Monty were amazing hosts and made great arrangements for us, and that was quite cool. The Rouge plant had been completely refitted, and they have something called the Living Roof, and it was remarkable. Learning all about it and seeing how this plant had been made so much more eco-friendly than you think of any kind of large assembly line. And the current chairman of Ford is very conscious of this sort of thing. I think his name is Bill Ford. He is, I believe, the great-grandson of Henry Ford. And this is his one of his biggest accomplishments. And that living roof is fantastic to see and to understand what it does and how it works. So that was great. Going to Cleveland and visiting the affiliate that carries my radio show there, 1420 News Talk WHK, and meeting in real life Mark Jacox and Joseph Sweeney from WHK was incredible. I did my show last week from there, and they were gracious hosts. And my son was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during my hours having lunch and doing the show with them, and then I joined him, and that is one heck of a place, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I highly recommend it. Next day, we went to Cooperstown, and I went to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I loved that. And then we finally arrived in Boston, and we discovered that there was a tattoo convention at our hotel, and it was quite a Disneyland for those that like tattoos and other body art. And I crashed the party getting a press pass because the guy who put on the festival turned out to be a dad. And we met and he let me in and gave me a pass, and it was fascinating. So that's just a little bit of what I did on my recent road trip. I ended flying home on a rainy day, and I took a picture out the plane window with water on the window and gray skies, and I thought, wow, what a perfect ending to this trip to be flying out in these conditions. So it is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can stay tuned and hear my final remarks after these messages.
Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum.